Did you know that Xavi Hernandez used to scan over 8 times in the 10 seconds before receiving the ball? It's therefore not surprising that he rarely lost it. Scientific studies have shown just how important scanning is in soccer. Players who scan more, for example, make twice as many successful forward passes than those who scan less. But training this skill is difficult, and that's why thousands of players trust Be Your Best, the soccer training app in virtual reality, designed to improve players' game intelligence. To learn more, visit beyourbest.com and use code POD20 to get 20% off your first subscription.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel. Losing close to world-class Coutinho would be unbearable. By Henry Jackson. With the great players, you can see the moment at which they are about to become genuinely world class. With Steven Gerrard, it was 2004-2005, when he matured from being one of Europe's best young midfielders into one of the finest players on the entire planet. Luis Suarez did it in 2013-14. It should never be forgotten how brilliant he was the previous year too, when his levels of genius were on a par with any player we've ever seen in a Liverpool shirt. Away from the Reds, both Lionel Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo suddenly went from incredible talents to all-time greats around the same time in the early 2010s, hitting a level that saw them apart from the rest. These giants of the game just find that extra gear at a certain point in their career and never look back. For Felipe Coutinho, that moment is now. Over the last 4.5 years, we've been treated to endless moments of brilliance from the dazzling 25-year-old, from the defence-splitting passes to inch-perfect stunners. He has been the Reds' talisman more often than any other player since Gerrard and Suarez moved on, and many have rated him as one of the Premier League's outstanding players on his day. Few foreign players have enjoyed such an impact on Merseyside in this century, and he is adored by anyone of a Reds persuasion. With Jurgen Klopp moving Coutinho into his preferred central midfield role this summer, we are set to see him become legitimately world class. We've watched the Brazilian thrive there in the past. In 2013-14 he was superb, but was often overshadowed by several others, and pre-season has done enough to make us giddy with excitement at what he could do there this season. The performances against Leicester City and Hertha Berlin in particular really were quite something. With the likes of Sadio Mane, Mohamed Salah and Roberto Firmino in front of him, Coutinho can absolutely wreak havoc with his creativity and ability to dovetail with his fellow attacking teammates, reaching levels he has never found before. Consistency has been the one thing that has occasionally dogged Coutinho, and the reason why he hasn't hit that world-class status yet. He's been guilty of drifting out of games when things haven't been going Liverpool's way, and his previous left-sided role could make it hard for him to run the show in certain scenarios. At 25 and now in the role that he was born to shine in, there are no excuses for Liverpool's key man not to enjoy an extraordinary campaign and lay claim to be the best player in the country. There is one major stumbling block though, Barcelona. The Catalan giants have made no secret of the fact that they are desperate to bring Coutinho to Camp Nou, and the daily reports linking him with a move there are causing serious amounts of distress among the Liverpool fanbase. Despite Klopp and the club continuing to state Coutinho is not for sale, it is impossible not to be concerned about them buckling eventually, especially if the player decides he wants to leave. With these promises being made, and the fact that Coutinho is on the verge of his best ever season, losing him now does not bear thinking about. Some supporters will say that receiving a ridiculously large fee for the South American would make them less affected by the news, but it is simple. Liverpool will not return to the top if they sell their best players. It would give off such a bad message, and in a summer when FSG's popularity levels have reached an all-time low in the eyes of many, this would be the straw that broke the camel's back. It's fairly inevitable that Coutinho is going to end up at Barcelona one day. Don't believe Barca's "you have to sign now or don't sign at all" threat. They will still want him just as much in a year, but now would be the worst time possible for Liverpool. remember, if you can, how depressing it was when Gerrard looked on the cusp of joining Chelsea in 2004 and 2005. This would almost be as bad, although the current side does at least possess more match winners than back then. Klopp has done exactly the right thing this summer and decided that he is building his entire team around Coutinho. He is the most gifted player in the squad, and like all the greats, he must be the focal point of the team. If the unthinkable does happen and Coutinho did leave, all would not be completely lost, but it would be a hammer blow of epic proportions. Having finished in the top four last season and been steadily improving under Klopp, this would be a major speed bump in this Liverpool team's progress. If Coutinho stays and avoids injury, he will have a mesmeric 2017-18 campaign, producing one of the most eye-catching individual campaigns in recent Red seasons. Some may feel that that is expecting too much, but he is that good, and he is at a perfect point in his career to reach that top level. The next few weeks could define Liverpool's season before it has even properly gotten underway. Please stay, Phil. You can always rely on Henry for a sort of bold prediction, and in this piece he doesn't disappoint, making one there at the end, saying that if Coutinho does stay and avoid injury, he will have a mesmeric 2017-18 campaign, says Henry, producing one of the most eye-catching individual campaigns in recent Red seasons. And you can kind of get behind that level of confidence in Phil Coutinho producing something truly outstanding, because he does seem to be on that upward curve. And you know, he does seem to be, just by all sort of traditional measures, at the peak of his career. Add to that the fact that the received wisdom, at least, is that he will hopefully be playing in this position, which most people seem to think suits him best, although I still think he's tremendous coming in from the left. And you have a perfect recipe for a player dominating a team, driving a team forward, and producing the best form of his career. That, of course, is the theory. The practice is that when Barcelona come knocking and start making pronouncements about how much they want you, everybody can be forgiven for batting their eyelids back. And this, of course, is a massive worry to Liverpool at this stage of a transfer window that has been such a disappointing pain in the arse, that this could happen at this late stage. That we might be left without ostensibly our best player going into a new campaign, without any time to scramble about and get anybody who would represent anything like a like-for-like replacement. So yeah, as Henry says, this is a massive, massive moment, and whereas it wouldn't necessarily be, again, as the article says, the death knell for the season, it would certainly be a big, big setback, a one that I think would put everybody really very much on the back foot and would probably render following Liverpool a very torturous experience if you want to interact with your fellow fans, because you can imagine what the mood would be like. So hopefully what happens is what Henry optimistically predicts here, and that Phil does one more season with us and emerges as the world-class performer that he is. And then if he wants to go to Barcelona, not many people could stand in his way. However, if we have won the league and maybe even the Champions League, who knows what he'll do. Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on anfieldindex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on anfieldindex.com.
Did you know that Xavi Hernandez used to scan over 8 times in the 10 seconds before receiving the ball? It's therefore not surprising that he rarely lost it. Scientific studies have shown just how important scanning is in soccer. Players who scan more, for example, make twice as many successful forward passes than those who scan less. But training this skill is difficult, and that's why thousands of players trust Be Your Best, the soccer training app in virtual reality, designed to improve players' game intelligence. To learn more, visit beyourbest.com and use code POD20 to get 20% off your first subscription.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned, We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.